my beautiful friend. You are with Erika de Marestan RMR for your meditation. And the theme of today is I stay with what is. I invite you to sit in a super comfortable place. With your feet on the ground and your hands facing skywards. Just sink in your seat, relax your belly, relax your chest. Let go of your shoulders and bring the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Can wear a gentle smile, those effortless smiles, and start taking some few deep, delicious breaths, breathing in as much as you can take in and breathing out as much as you can let go of. See if you can imagine that you are breathing in from the sole of your feet to the top of your head and breathing out from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, fueling up your body with fresh life force and letting go of the stale energies. Making sure that your out-breath is as long as your in-breath. Making sure you're relaxing your shoulders every breath you breathe out. Let dropping them a little more. See if you can take a pause after your big in-breath, your slow, deep, delicious in-breath. When you're full of fresh air, just take a few pause for a few seconds. Just enough seconds that it causes no stress, but you pause between the in-breath and the out-breath. And breathing out, breathing out, breathing out, breathing out, breathing out. Then holding your breath again before you take in-breath. Just take little pauses. In-breath and out-breath, the out-breath and the in-breath, just for a few breaths. And feel that still and peaceful place that is there within you, always there within you. As the silence is under the noise, just take a little bliss bath between two breaths. Now completely relax and in control of your breath, that your body regain its natural breathing flow. And just sit and observe. You may wish to put a hand on your heart, a hand on your belly, to fully witness the magic that's there under your hands, under your skin. Maybe you can feel your heartbeat, magnificent pulse of life. Take a moment to bow to it, to feel immensely grateful for this heartbeat of yours. I really encourage you every day to still 10 seconds here and there, morning, lunch and night, it's your prescription, to just listen to your heartbeat, feel your heartbeat, give thanks to your heartbeat, sharpen the force of your intuition, come back to the miracle of you, coming back to what is. Me, gratitude is like a magic wand. It's similar to a magic wand. It installs brighter colors to life. Your feet is relaxed, the palm of your hands relaxed, your belly is relaxed, your chest is relaxed, your throat is relaxed. Now relax your tongue, relax your face. See if you can feel your whole body in its totality. From the tip of your tongue to the tip of your toes, to the tip of your fingers, to the tip of your nose. The back of your body, the front of the body, the infinity within, the infinity above. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. All the time in the world, just to be, just to breathe, to stay with what is. completely relax, completely present. Still connecting to the gratitude of your heartbeat, let that gratitude seep in and ripple to every part of you. Equal gratitude for every single part of you. As if you're sipping in love, breathing out gratitude. Some of my favorite exercise actually. Breathing in love, breathing out gratitude. Can do that anywhere, anytime. Even when external factors are bugging you, still have the choice to come back to your breath, come back to what is. Breathing in love, breathing out gratitude. Just to be, just to breathe. The sole of your feet relax, the palm of your hands relax. Your belly is relaxed, your chest, your tongue, your throat, your shoulders, letting go of any tension. Wash away, wash away, wash away. As every breath you're breathing out, bring your awareness back to your heartbeat. Breathing in gratitude and breathing out love this time. Feel how grateful you are for every sip that you're breathing in, the sip of air that life is giving. And spread that love of yours, my beautiful friend. When you are grounded, open, awake, fully anchored in this moment, fully present, you are offering a present to the people around you. The vibration of your heart invites the own heart to dance a sweeter tune. still have your beautiful eyes closed and letting your body being breathe. I read you a few words from Jeff Foster again, The Way of the Rest. It's called You Did Your Best. You did your best. You did all you could. You had no choice. Considering that you believed at the time what feelings were moving through you, how connected you were to your breath, your body, your truth, your path, how rooted you were in the present moment, how clearly you saw or did not see, how much pain you were in, how open and raw wounds you were, how much resistance you felt, how narrow or wide your perspective was, how caught up you were in your personal story, you could not have acted or spoken any differently. You did your best, given the level of consciousness you were acting from. Is it an excuse? No. It's about taking full responsibility for what happened, but losing the guilt, giving up the hope of a better past. Is this a cop-out? No. It's about forgiving yourself, letting go of what could or could have been, and aligning with what is, grounding yourself in the now, the only place from which true change can happen, new awareness can appear, healing can begin. Grieve over the past, of course, learn your lessons, of course, listen to others sharing the path, of course. Feel everything deeply. Make amends if you can. Say sorry if it's appropriate. But do not for one moment think that the past could have been any different. Do not for one moment believe that the universe went wrong. Remove the stories, I am bad, I screwed up, there's something wrong with me. You are where you are now. It is a new day, a new beginning, a new chance to walk your true path. Armed with new insight, new perspective, a more humble and forgiving heart, a more curious attitude, move into the future, grounded in this loving presence, open to possibility. My beautiful friend, I invite you today again and again to stay with what is. Be kind, be self-forgiving. Be grateful, be loving towards your precious self that is always there for you. And enjoy being you. There's only one of you in the all wide world. Only you can do it. I wish you a splendid day, and whenever you're ready, you can open your beautiful eyes or stay there a little bit longer if you have more time to be with your beautiful self. Namaste. I shall breathe with you tomorrow if that is your wish. If you have enjoyed your meditation, you can listen to it again at your leisure on the podcast page of the Radio Margaret River website. Namaste.